these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up. Hey, hold up, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. He is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor. Bill Vickery, presented by Smart Buick GMC. Trucks are on the lot and ready to move. Check out their inventory at smartbuickgmc.com.
Yes, thanks. And Roger was there last week at the Touchdown Club. Yes. Roger Smart was. Yes. How about that?
Yeah.
Courtesy of Joe Cates.
Again, we're still looking for Roger to invite us over, or we'll just show up on his front porch.
You had a fun show yesterday with the stats and, what do you call it, Boston Paul?
Boston Paul. Well, you've met him.
How thick is that accent?
Yeah, I mean, you look at a New Englander, he is in the dictionary. There's a picture of him because he loves the Razorbacks. And he's got this nice little trick where he wore it when we won the Outback Bowl down in Tampa. He wears the Hunter Henry Patriots jersey.
Yes.
That's
well
his
done.
Go-to move. So, okay. Well done. Right. Well done.
We have made it to now full tilt boogie, if you will, to Chad Morris.
Yeah,
everybody's in action this week, finally.
Left lane hammer in the head.
Yes. Had a few games this weekend. Congratulations to UCA for winning and UAPB. Both of them got their first win of the season, which they have not done in a long time. Arkansas Baptist didn't win, but now everybody else in action this week at NFL next week. Razorbacks are a 40-point favorite, according to Oakland FanDuel.
Yes.
Do you expect us to go out there and win by 40?
I don't care what the score is.
Right, I agree.
I really don't.
You want performance. How do you see the performance?
What I don't when I'm scared that going to see?
What?
Florida State Saturday.
They did not look.
That was.
They did not look great.
For sale signs in the yard there for Mike Norvell. I mean, it's and so that's what I, you want to see a team that appears buttoned up, no pre-snap penalties. If you're going to get one, a competition penalty, no turnovers. What you should expect, and you want to see a really crisp, great first half.
Yeah, no balls on the ground, no flags on the ground. A great effort. You know, don't want to give up big chunk plays. Don't want to see that on defense.
Don't want to see like a goof where you've missed, and then being able to put stuff away and have it over with. And because, again, new players, new coach, new scheme, new everything.
Yes.
And, you can go back to Memphis and watch some of that. But you want to be able to go to Utah with we don't know what this team is.
Right.
Here's last week's game, but they pretty much ran base.
Right. Yes.
And, that's what you want to see. That's what the hope is to see. And I heard you talking in the first hour with Chris. I don't want to put a number. I don't want to hang a 3, 5, 7, 9, 2, whatever. I just want to see a team that's playing everything that we just said. You lose to Georgia because you're beaten by better athletes and you just can't beat them? Okay.
That's right.
But just everything, a culture that's created that's like that.
Yeah, it's and we've been talking about this, good Lord, since we hired him and when did we hire him? November? Was it November?
Yeah.
Or December?
Early December.
I mean, that poor guy's answered a gazillion questions. I'm sure he's so glad to get past. Okay, judge me on my product. Judge me on the product that I have. So I'm glad it's talking season is over.
Yes.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We will do graffiti today.
Yeah, we will.
So even though we don't have you love Roger's song.
Oh, I love that. Yes. That I gotta tell you, Roger. You know what that was? That's the intersection of a culture moment and Razorback football.
Well,
you took as a tribute to the great Dolly Parton, you took that and you did. And then going through in a Billy Joel-esque fashion.
Thank you.
You did a calendar song, basically. You went through everything, and I thought it was very appropriate, very good.
Thank you. And Michael Marion recognized that I did not mention Mississippi State in that. He complimented me on the song, but he noticed I did not mention them in there.
The maroon and gray.
We Dog in the House. Haven't done well before. Well, but yes, yeah. I did do that right. In putting those together. No brainer.
By the way, Michael Marion said you missed a big show Saturday. 13,000 for Benson Boone. Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Up next, Wingstock, September 12th, starring Roger Scott.
I'll be there with my good friend and colleague from my Brotherhood station, Michael Kennedy.
Okay.
With a point. We'll be there. Then after that, we'll go home, rest our bellies from eating all those chicken wings, and I'll get ready and get up and put on my Razorback pajamas for free appetizers at Boudreaux's for the Boudreaux's watch party for the late night game against the Utah Utes.
I thought Benson Boone was one of those asbestos law firms. If you've got mesothelioma, Benson Boone. Call Benson Boone. We call you, but we don't have your number. Have you seen that guy? That guy's the best. The Jackie Childs guy?
I haven't seen it.
Because he talks about the numbers. He'd call you, but he doesn't have your number.
I can't hear it. I don't hear the phone ringing.
Exactly.
As I mentioned earlier, and thanks for mentioning on your show yesterday, another section is full for the Bill Clinton, Jerry Jones meeting coming out October 12th. So there's more sections. But, yeah, I would go ahead and get them now. I think, you know, we'll continue to sell over time as we get closer to that event.
Stats talked about that. I mean, just revel in the moment. And look, you know, believe me, there's no more political in this station than me. It's my livelihood. But I can tell you, turn it all off and go watch two men of a certain era reminisce, tell great stories. And these are people that have led wild, you know, amazing lives and done all, but they're going to come back and talk about what it meant to them. And I promise you, that will be that's one of those you'll watch it over and over again.
Yeah, I think so too.
You'll make some national news.
I think it will be fascinating.
That'll be a sports center thing.
What is the Bill Vickery plan for the weekend, this first weekend of football? Are you going to just hunker down?
I will be like most Razorback fans. I will not be in Fayetteville.
Okay.
Not going to be up there. I had a wonderful friend, you know, hey, you want to come up, sit with us here, and blah, 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 and my buddy Marshall Nye. So it's just, you know, this is going to be one of those years, David. I've gotten to a point in life where, how should I put this? I am a diehard Razorback fan.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm already, as I said to you, I got the Kool-Aid. I got the pouch, the powdered pouch, out of the pantry. I have it down now on the counter with the plastic gallon picture of water in it yet.
Wooden spoon.
I've got the wooden spoon, and I've got it there, ready to go.
Okay.
Okay.
I like it.
So that's, you know, I'm doing it to myself again.
What are you doing?
But I've gotten to a point in life where even the travel, even if you just hop on a plane and fly up and back, and then I miss these other games that I want to see.
Yeah.
And,
wow. Wow. Wait a minute. You can't just sneak in there, even if I want to get on a plane and just fly up there. That's huge. Because here's the deal. I was up there this weekend.
Right.
It doesn't matter how you do it, whatever you do. It's still 3 hours and 9 minutes is what it's going to take there and another 3-9 back.
And so, you know, had all these guys on a couple of weeks ago where we did our the emotional state of the fan, and we're all close friends of the same age.
Yes.
And the making the memories together, and that's what you remember. I remember my father and I standing in the end zone.
All
of that. That said, man, I think I just am not going to be there.
That's okay. I think there are other folks.
You will be there.
Yes.
Well, you have to be there.
160-something games that I've attended.
What are we, 3-1, 57?
You know what our record is? Over that we looked at last week. 40%. We won 40%.
Wow. It was
brutal.
40% to 60%.
So 160, yeah, it was 40%. 160, brutal. But was it 60 of 165 or something like that? I think it was.
Huge upset over the weekend, a big one.
That,
you know, got to give Benton some credit. Finally, they got the monkey off the back, if you will. And for 20 years, they've lost 20 years in a row. Other than one, well, I guess it wouldn't be in a row. Then there was one tie.
Yeah.
But they lost 20 had 20 losses in the last 21 years to Bryant, and they get them. They're down 42-14. They have 28 points.
Right. And then the trick play for the 2-pointer. That game had it all. It was a great. That was a Disney movie sort of moment.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? The way everything came back and everything. I'm reminded of the Saline County Stampede at War Memorial Stadium. When,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, when
I remember
had,
that, too.
You remember that? I mean,
yeah.
So that rivalry has just been it's got the kind of off-the-field craziness that makes the great rivalry stuff.
Yes.
That you look and go, wow. Because, I mean, I remember playing ball in the 80s and Salt Bowl. I don't know, what was that? And Bryant was a sleepy little town, and, you know, and then obviously growth.
Willie Cutts.
Willie Cutts, yes.
Do you have I spoke to the two teams, or representatives of the teams and coaches, and mm-hmm. then supporters at the Saline County, Saline County, softball luncheon last mm-hmm. week. And I told them my greatest win was my career of all my football was in high school when we defeated the mighty Choctahatchee Indians over in Fort Walton Beach, because they were the perennial, they were it. They were the highest level state champions.
Right.
They were bigger, faster. They had 10,000 fans in the stands,
yep.
and the band had 500
yep.
people.
Yep.
We beat them,
yep.
and it showed that we had arrived. And to me, and I shared that with them, I said, because I remember yep. that more
right.
than beating Texas 42. Well, I don't remember more, but it had more meaning to me.
Right.
Did you have one when you were Van Buren? Did you have anything?
One our conference championship game.
Ah.
Played our rival, Alma.
Yes.
You know, Van Buren
yes.
and Alma.
Yes.
Triple overtime. Won in triple overtime It had 17 inches of rain, and this is what I remember. I remember the announcement as coming onto the field to kick off for the second half. The announcer said, "We apologize. All the restrooms are inoperable." and there were 10,000 people there. And
wow.
You just heard a collective
Whoa.
Groan of like, you know, so nobody could go to the pooper in the second half.
Wow.
And went into triple overtime, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, again, I think it's the – you know, it's funny, Emmett's story is similar to mine in high school at Escambia.
Mm-hmm.
They had never had a winning season.
Yeah.
Never!
Yeah.
Never. Just like in Moseley, we were the laughing stock of the state of Florida. You didn't want to say who you were from. You don't want to say you played at Moseley. In less than 2 years, we were the number one ranked team in the highest classification. I'm a little bit older than Emmett. I think he's 57, 58. And, of course, we're 60. He'll be 63, Roger, coming up. But, boy, what an impact he had. Everywhere he went, he impacted Florida. He impacted the Cowboys, and if you look at it, you know that when he held out that first two games, mm-hmm. they were different.
And
Jerry knew I got to sign it. I got to sign him. Mm-hmm.
Get him on the field.
Yeah, and so anyway, it'll be
the first time. Also, again, the Cowboys always said every mark. It was the first time in the history of the NFL that a team had gone 0-2 and come back and won the Super Bowl. Boom! Cowboys are the first in everything.
But how cool is it? I think Bill, you and I might have been going back and forth with this. It was
mm-hmm.
somebody I was doing it with.
Mm-hmm.
Is think of that. You know, so the fact that Clinton is coming to talk with Jerry.
Right.
Jerry took three teams to the White House. And you know who was the president?
Yeah.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The Arkansas connects. Of course, John Daly was winning PGAs during that same era. Sam Walton was killing it at Walmart.
Yep.
I mean,
Noah
it was like,
Richardson,
man, it's like.
Was winning championships.
Yeah. Dang straight. Clinton was going to that. That was the other thing. I mean, I remember thinking, man, Arkansas is killing it in the 90s. And the fact that he three Super Bowl teams took away. Matter of fact, you know, funny, I need to show it today. I didn't have it in my list, but I need to go back and get it. Is that Clinton holds up an Emmitt Smith jersey?
Yes.
You know, I don't know what year it was.
Yeah.
I need to find that. Roger,
hey, real quick, to mention you're talking about the mm-hmm. toilets being backed up at mm-hmm. your ball game. Funny you say that because mm-hmm. Didi over at Avery Bella was looking for a plumber on Friday, and she asked me. She said it wasn't an emergency or anything.
Have you been
like
in
that.
There, Roger?
No. I think they're getting ready to do some other stuff. And I said, well, there's only one guy I know, and that's Kyle over at Midtown.
Yeah.
Gave her the number. She mm-hmm. said, should I call him now? I said, if it's not an emergency, wait till Monday. Boom, she did. She called him. Kyle and Midtown are going to be going over there
very
to take
nice
care of them and whatever their issues
Kyle
are.
Kyle would have been in Alma, Arkansas in 1985.
Well, in
November.
No, it would have been great, but that's where he is right now. Anyway, I want to give a shout out to one of our sponsors here and also one of your sponsors there.
Roger, let's play your song.
All right. You want to go out with it?
Yeah, let's go out. This is brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. We appreciate them. Expert sports medicine care for every athlete, every age. 10 locations. And extended orthopedic urgent care hours as well. So, Bill's mm-hmm. already said he's been inspired by this song.
Yes.
Tributes to Dolly.
Well done.
Yeah.
All the way around.
Listen, and Dolly, hey, listen. I hadn't seen any better Dallas Cowboy cheerleader filling out the outfit as Dolly Parton did at 75.
Now, David,
I'm just
now,
saying.
Hang on.
The curve ratio was there.
She did.
I mean, and, you know, she was.
Lots of angles.
I thought she was showing skin on her stomach, but she had one of those little. diamond studded. Which
I think maybe. Yeah.
What do you call that?
I'm not.
No.
Okay.
You know, Dolly and the best little.
Yeah.
You can't even say anything. Best little whorehouse. I mean.
It's a great movie. One of my favorites.
But she even
played the song yesterday.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes, where Dolly says pissant.
Little bitty pissant country
place.
Yeah,
I love that.
Nothing too high tone.
She dragged poor old Burt Reynolds over the finish line with a song or two.
Can you imagine that?
Oh, my God.
That was actually Dom DeLuise, the whole crew.
That was a fun movie.
It's a fantastic
movie.
She finished that with 9 to 5.
In honor of Dolly, Roger, take it away.